And these are things that God would want you and I to think about in our past. Joshua 4, 1 through 7, the word of God says, "And it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over to the Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and each one take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign amongst you, saying, when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall answer them, that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it crossed over the Jordan, and the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. Verse 21, then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall let the children know, saying, Israel crossed over the Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before until they had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over, that all the people of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that is, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Help us to understand and know that these things are there to be able to remind us of all that you have done and all that you have fulfilled, God. Help us, take us, God. God, we lay our lives down before you tonight. I pray, anoint these words, as I don't have confidence or anything upon myself. My life is totally upon you tonight. We thank you, we praise you, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, see, tonight, I want you to think about your past. I want you to think about the time that was. What are your memories of the time past? See, for some here tonight, you're like, I don't want to think about my past because I don't want to. The memories that I have are memories that bring forth a lot of bad thinking in my mind. See, tonight, throughout the Bible, we see that God wants, amen, he's wanting his people to think about their past. Sometimes he asks people to think about their past by building memorials. The Israelites here, they were on the other side waiting for to enter into the promised land. After 40 years of waiting, they're finally going to receive the promises of God. All that has left, amen, is to cross, all that is to do is to cross over the Jordan River, amen. This is what is separating them from the full destiny to enter into the fullness of God. When they get across, the Lord speaks to Joshua, get some men and grab 12 stones from the place where you just crossed from. Bring them over here to the campsite, and we are going to make a memorial. We're going to stack these up, amen. And many of people would say, why are we going to do this? See, the pile of rocks would be a memorial. The memorial was to remind the people there of God's faithfulness, a way to give him all the glory and to teach them and to show them a physical marker, amen, for future generations to know the full power, amen, and deliverance of our God. In a way, it was a conversation starter. That when people, wherever they were, amen, they would ask, what is that memorial there for? What is those pile of rocks? Why? What is the significance of these things? And then from there, you can begin to teach them. See, they were to tell them, amen, tell their children how the Jordan dried up for them to be able to cross over. The mighty miracles of how they were able to cross the Red Sea. How the waters, amen, came down upon the enemies. How the plagues, amen, and they were able to overcome the plagues and how they were spared from them. The first Passover, water from a rock. What is it? Manna from heaven. Quail. See, not only tonight, amen, would it be a memorial about the goodness of God, but also about the struggles that they had to overcome to get to the place where they are today. Can I tell you, that's a picture of us today, amen. The memorials are there to show you and I of what we had to overcome to get to where we're at today. See, they were to talk about the killer snakes in the camp. The earth opening up, swallowing up, amen, because of rebellion. Hundreds of thousands of people telling the children about out of over 3 million people, only two were able to cross into destiny. Pastor, that's not true. Amen. Out of the original people, only two were able to cross into destiny, folks. Everybody else died away. The first generation, amen, because of their unbelief, amen, they did not make it. Only Caleb and Joshua were, amen, there to be able to lead the generations to come and to teach them about all that God had done. The exodus of Israel, of Egypt. These stones would bring back memories. Memories, folks, that you and I cannot let go. I'm sure tonight, amen, that many of us here tonight, there are memories of what God has done in your personal life. God has truly been good. Maybe sometimes we forget how good he is or how good he has been because of the adversities or struggles or things that we go through in life. We forget his goodness, folks. That's why we have to be able to set up and we have those memorials of our past. They are there to see and show you and I all the things that God has done. Maybe there have been some things in your life that are not so good. Perhaps you have had family issues, financial, relational, Or maybe, you felt that tonight you've been abandoned. Or perhaps, there have been health problems even in your life. Not only in your life, but in many people around you. Or maybe, those people around you that are closest to you. See, our lives, how many know, are no different than the children of Israel. They struggled. They battled. But in it all, folks, they saw the goodness of God through everything that they persevered through. They had to remember and look at those memorial stones to show them everything that had gone on in their lives. They were good, but not so good memories. Memories that make you laugh. Memories that make you hurt. Whatever the memories are, folks, tonight, you can say one thing, that you are here and you are in the now. You have overcome. You have made it here today. For whatever reason, listen to me, for whatever reason, something could have happened to you, but yet God has allowed you to make it through for such a time as this. Firstly, we're going to look at the first stone. We're going to look at the stone, of mercy. The definition of mercy is not getting what you deserve. How many here tonight, you have been guilty? You were told you did it, but yet you were spared. That's God's mercy. That's mercy. It's, not getting what you deserve. See, as we begin to think back in life, we see, the grace of, we see our lives. There are some things, that we've gone through that we'd rather not talk about. How many have some things that you say, man, I'm going to keep them in the skeleton closet? Amen? Those are things that you would rather not talk about. We haven't always been as faithful. How many know that? But yet God has been so good to us. Despite who we are, can I tell you? Who you are is not when you get yourself all ready. Who you are is when you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you see yourself, for who you are there in the bare nakedness of your life. That's who you are. Not who you want to be when you get yourself already in your suit, in your dress, and everything else. It's who you are, there as you're looking at yourself in the mirror. But despite ourselves and everything that we've done, God has brought you to the point to where you are at. When you and I know who we are, can I tell you? When you know who you are, you're like, man, this is who I am. Wow. We can all agree that we have received God's mercy. The book of Lamentations, chapter 3, tells you and I that the mercies of God are renewed every morning. Can I tell you something, folks? Mark, tonight, you might run out of mercy, but tomorrow the mercies of God come out again. We might think to ourselves, man, the mercies of God have been, but yet God says, you get a clean slate tomorrow. You get a fresh set. The mercies of God, are renewed daily. The second stone we're going to call grace. The definition of grace is getting to get what you don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what you deserve, but grace is getting what you don't deserve. As you and I look back, we can see God's grace upon our lives. We have been given salvation, destiny, purpose, calling, and all these things tonight are yours. People now look at you and they trust you. Woo. Amen. Can I tell you? That's a miracle. They trust you. They give you their keys because they know you're going to give them back. Amen. They trust you, folks. When you're like, man, they trust me, and I don't even trust myself. But they give to you. They trust you. They confide in you. Where before, you would be like, let's take it for a ride. Amen? Let's take it for a joyride. Where we go, who knows? You know, I sometimes give people the church credit card. And I tell them, go and do this. And they give it back to me. Amen? And they don't go off to McDonald's. Oh, pastor gave me the card. I got it. Woo! Let me go get what I want. What I've really wanted to get in my life. You know, there was a guy at work. He would always, I don't know how the conversation started. One day when I told him, I said, you know, I have two debit cards. One is mine and one's for the church. He said, you got the church card? I said, I'm the pastor. I got to have the card. Because if we need something, I got to go buy it. He's like, so why don't you just go and there's a vending machine. Get the card and just get me what I want. I said, because that's not the way it works. See, God has trusted us with his riches, folks. God has trusted us, with his treasures. Where before, you can trust yourself. Now God, has put and entrusted you with the things of, that he calls precious. Now things have changed simply because of one thing, and that is grace. The third stone we're going to call, love. Love, how many know, is hard to define. Because you will know it. See, we know love in our families, friends, and church. As you look back, at your memorial stones, you will find that love has been all around you. 1 John 3:16 says, by this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. The Amplified Version says, by this we know and have come to understand the depths and essence of his precious love, that he willfully laid down his life for us because he loved us. The New Living Translation says, we know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. The Message Bible says, this is how we've come to understand and experience love. Christ sacrificed, sacrificed his life for us. See, if tonight, if you are looking back at your life and you're having trouble finding love, you can find it in Jesus tonight. You can find it in Christ. Pastor, I don't know. Listen, can I tell you, my wife, she tells me, this is the reason why you're like you are. Because I would always, before I got ready to hang up with my mom, I would tell her, Mom, I love you. And she would respond, I don't. And she would laugh. She would say, yo no, I don't. That's why I grew up. My dad, amen, he thought it was funny to carry on the torch of, amen, my mom's laugh. Dad, I love you. I don't. So I never, I knew my, listen, can I tell you? I don't want you to feel sorry for me. So this is not a pity, but I'm just showing you what I went through. That's the life. So now for me to try to show love, amen, it is very different because of my upbringing and the way I was raised, amen. Mom, I love you. I don't. Ah, ha, 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 ha. See, if you're looking for love tonight, if you can't find it, you can find love in Jesus. Can I tell you, before you fall in love with a man, a woman, or whoever else, you need to fall in love and know the love of Jesus Christ. You need to know the love of Christ before you go off and try to find love in all the wrong places. See, his love, amen, it drove him to be able to die for you and I. He loves you so much that there was no price that he would pay to be able, amen, to have you. Let me ask you tonight, is there a price for your love? Because there was no price for God's love. Here are three memorial stones that you can find in Jesus. Because of his mercy, you don't have to get what you deserve as a sinner. Because of his grace, you get what you don't deserve, amen, through him, which is forgiveness and eternal life. And because of his love, you this evening, amen, are accepted into the beloved. These memorial stones, they are here to remind us tonight to stay focused upon God's promises. It is there to remind us of our ongoing deliverance. That is not, amen, that is there for us to be able to remember. You know, can I tell you tonight? You know, I'm talking before service. I'm back there in the back. I'm throwing something away. And I'm talking to a young lady. When you're delivered, you're set free. Amen? You don't go from one thing to the next because, amen, that's what it is. You don't go from cigarettes to vaping. You don't go from vaping to weed. You don't go from weed to coke. You don't go from this to that. Listen, if there is something in our lives, amen, that we are addicted to, it is because we have not surrendered our lives fully unto God. So the reason I say that is because I'm there and I'm talking to this young girl, amen, and she lights up a cigarette, but she says, I'm blessed and I've been delivered from all things. I used to be an addict, but now, can I tell you folks, it makes no sense to me how if we've been delivered, then we've been set free from all things. Or unless the word of God where it says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed, you are an exemption to it. Amen? Well, God, you set everybody else free, but not me. No, it's he who the Son sets free is free indeed. We've been delivered, folks. It's the ongoing deliverance that is not a one-time event. Can I tell you, folks, when I got saved, I got delivered. I was an alcoholic 15 years. The day I surrendered my life to Christ here at the altar, the next day, amen, I tasted, amen, of alcohol. And it was the nastiest thing I've ever tasted because the Lord said to me, taste and see that I am good. Once I tasted of the Lord, beloved, amen, I was set free. Once I've tasted the goodness of God, amen, at the end of that verse said, blessed is the man that trusts in him. I was delivered. I was set free. No longer, amen, I didn't go from one thing to the next. I was set free. It is something, amen, that can continually happen, amen, in your life. Just as he delivered the children of Israel, he continues to deliver you and I from the bondages of sin tonight. And you and I tonight, amen, are to build up our own memorial stones. Memorial stones of faith, amen, to be able to pass on, amen, God's power and faithfulness to the generations to come. Listen, folks, if we do not pass on God's faithfulness and power to the next generation, then we will have a generational gap. And that gap can possibly be never, amen, regrouped. It can possibly never be closed. And millions and millions and millions and millions of people will be put in hell simply because of one thing. Because we didn't show the generation the memorial stones of God's power and God's faithfulness and God's deliverance. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. Amen. You're here tonight. You're not saved. You're here tonight. You're not right with God. God wants to set you free tonight. God wants to set you free. You're here in this place. You're not saved. You're here in this place. You're backslidden. You're not right with God. Can God do a miracle? The miracle of salvation is God's miracle work upon humanity. A free gift. It didn't cost you nothing. He paid it all for you and I tonight. That's God's grace. That's God's grace. That's God's mercy. That's God's love. That's God's provision. And you're here in this place, and you are not saved. But you want to do something. Listen, we're not going to put you on the mic. We're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to call you out. We're not going to do nothing. Nothing more than just to pray for you. You would say, Pastor Jesus, that's me. I want to surrender my life. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my heart to the Lord. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free from the bondages of my sin. I raised my hand, now going on 27 years. I came to an altar just like this, a memorial, a place of remembrance, a place of sacrifice. I came to an altar just like this. I can't tell you what the preaching was about. I can't tell you what was said. All I know is that when the preacher said, you can come and you can experience Jesus Christ to be real in your life, you can come. Is that you tonight? You want to give your heart and life to Jesus? You're tired. I'm tired. I want to surrender my life. I want to give my heart fully to God. Pastor Jesus, here's my hand. Lift it up quickly. Lift it up. Anybody here in this place? Amen. Church, memorial stones. They are there to show you and I God's faithfulness. Those things that we have gone through in our lives, they are there to be able to show you and I God's power. What are the memorial stones of your life? I just put three mercy, grace, and love. There might be other memorial stones for your life. And can I tell you, those stones were there to be able to remind the children of Israel of God's provision, faithfulness, and power. God tonight has memorial stones for you. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. El altar está abierto. Bien, ven en esta noche. El altar está abierto para ti. Cry out to God, folks. Cry out to the living God tonight. Let Jesus touch your heart. Let Jesus touch your life. Let Jesus show you tonight. Let Jesus demonstrate to you tonight, folks, His power, His love, His work. Everything was done for one thing. It was there to be able to let you know all that the Lord had done. Then He spoke to the children of Israel, saying, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall let the children know Israel crossed over the Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before until He had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which He dried up before us until we had crossed over, that all the people of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Memorial stones are there to remind you and I, folks, of God's power, of God's deliverance, of God's grace, of God's mercy, of God's work. God is there to be able to show you, I'm still there for you. You know, we have, you know, back in the old days, we used to take pictures and develop them. Amen. That was something that, if we needed to hold them, and then we would have some little things that you couldn't even tell what it was. You look like a 3D zombie. Amen. You know, my kids, they went in and they saw old pictures of me, and they're like, that was you, Dad? That was you, Mom? You guys were really sinners. Wow. You weren't saved all your lives. Can I tell you, those were memorial stones. They were there to remind people. Listen, those are some of the things that need to be undercover. Amen. Those things are not, they're not ever going to be shown on the end of the year photo gallery. Amen. Hallelujah. But they're there for you to remember who you were. They're there for you to be able to know and see, God, you were truly amazingly good to me. Because I see who I was. And man, you didn't kill me. Amen. God, you didn't kill me. You didn't strike. You didn't send down a Michael to just, pow, okay, just zap him like a bug. Psst, gone. God, you were good to me. God, you were good to me. And it reminds me of God's goodness, folks. The same memorials you have that reminds you
of God's goodness for your life.
Tell your kids, tell the children, tell the next generation, this is where God has taken me from, to where I'm at today. And can I tell you, that shows a few things: God's power, God's faithfulness, and God's deliverance. Jesse closes in prayer.